even though I'm Scorpio, for example, I'm Scorpio, but my Venus is in Sagittarius. So my love life, I can very well get along romantically with like an Aries or a Gemini or a Libra even, because of the Venus is in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is Sagittarius is a fire.
Yeah.
So you're matching up the fire.
Yeah, so you're matching up the fire and the air. Just like right. We said before earlier, fire and air go together,
mm-hmm.
and then earth and water go together. And that's what people can use to kind of make sense out of all this. So,
mm-hmm.
So whereas the typical Leo may have six or seven of the Leo sign in their planets and three or four of the other signs in the other planets, I only have two of the fire signs.
Sun and moon. Yeah, your sun and moon are Leo and Sag.
Yeah, and then the rest is earth and water.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm honestly, crazy not in a bad way. It's just, that's the beauty of, the chart. You really get to see, and I know a lot of people are probably listening and thinking, okay, that's like a whole nother language. I don't know really what the hell they're talking about, but.
The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
Could you actually use astrology to be a better parent or employee or employer or a better husband or wife? Well, my guest today, Jessica Zavala, thinks she can, and she's going to tell us how to do that. Now, Jessica is my regular monthly guest, as the regular listeners know. She's at the first Tuesday of every month. I mean, she's an intuitive, a life coach, and the author of Love Is, the first of a series of five books on love. Now, Jessica, many people are going to be wondering, how in the world can astrology help them to be a better parent or a better wife or husband or employer? And is there really something to this? So that's the question I have for you. Is this all just woo-woo stuff that's just for people that have nothing better to do? Or is there really something to this stuff?
Now, I believe there's something to it. We all, like the last podcast we talked about was the elements, which are water, earth, fire, and air. There's water signs, there's air signs, fire signs, and earth signs.
Earth signs, yeah. Now, what are these signs? So these are the different...
They're the different elements.
Signs make up the different elements.
Yeah, every sign has an element. So water signs are Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. And then earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Fire signs are Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. So, depending on what category you fall into, it just depends how you work well with the other elements. You could even think about how it affects, the elements affect each other on this planet, water sustains the earth and it nourishes it. So naturally water signs like Pisces, Scorpio, Cancer is going to be really good with Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. And then fire, that element, it expands and grows with air. You light a fire, you blow on it, and it catches it. It feeds the fire. So that would be fire is Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. And then air signs are Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra. So depending on your element, it really works well, especially, like when we were talking about relationships last podcast. This time we're going to do, business-wise and family unit. So, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same.
And we're just going to kind of touch on some of the high points and the main points of this, because it can get really, really involved, and we're not going to go that deep with it. But mm-hmm. if people are interested in learning more about this, they can talk with Jessica or some other person that's really good with readings and that kind of thing and learn more about it. And we're also going to talk about birth charts and what birth charts do is they tell you more of all the elements that make up your birth chart, that make up who you are. And we'll get into that in just a minute. And actually the birth chart, that's one of the things, I'm sure there's other things also, but it's one of the things that makes us uniquely who we are. And, you know, we talked about last week how I'm not really the typical Leo in some ways because I'm more of a laid-back Leo. And then after that, Jessica, later, she did my birth chart, and it was really interesting. Yeah, she thought I was kind of a weirdo because my birth chart was so different, but we're going to go over that here in just a minute. But basically what you're saying is that fire and air elements go together. So people in those categories with those signs tend to get along and work together better. And earth and water, people with those signs tend to work together better. Now, that can be in any relationship. It can be in a family, in a romantic relationship, in a family relationship, in a business relationship, in a friendship relationship. And so to kindly understand the characteristics of these signs is helpful, and that's what we want to go over. Just a few examples of how, for instance, a Leo and a Capricorn, for instance, me and my daughter, how we can have clashes because, you know, I may talk to her more straightforward and a little more strongly than she, you know, and she may accept that I'm being a little too harsh when I don't mean it that way because she's a Capricorn and she's a little too, very sensitive.
Capricorns are very sensitive. Yeah, my daughter's a Capricorn too, and it doesn't take much for me. I mean, I'm not a yeller, you know. I mean, if I need to be, I'm going to. But normally, you know, I like to, you know, do the whole voice of reason and talking to somebody and, you know, but she, it doesn't take much. I'm sure with your daughter as well, it doesn't take much to sort of get them, you know, aligned, you know, like if I need to scold my daughter or tell her something, I don't even need to raise my voice. Like it's just the tone of my voice just needs to change. And then boom, you know, she's very affected by it. Like, let's say you had a Leo child. Oh goodness. That would be a different story. You would probably get someone who was, you know, would lash back at you. Maybe, you know, you guys would have more arguments even.
Yeah. And they say this can explain, and there's a whole lot of other factors involved here too. So, you know, just take this for what it is. But this can explain a lot of why some children are easier to parent than other children. Some children are just, you know, they're just harder to parent. And that's just the way it is. But it could be, and again, there could be a lot of other elements. So if you need, you know, if you're in counseling or you think you need to go to counseling, then by all means, please do that. But I'm just saying, sometimes it might be good to just step back and say, wait a minute, why don't I get someone to do, to kind of, let's understand about the personalities. And you can do that through, you know, through astrological signs. And you can get someone to look at the birth chart and see exactly more so of what they're made up of and the personalities, all the different things that make up their personality. And you can, and especially on one-on-one counseling and all, if you look at that, then someone like Jessica that is trained, you know, that does this stuff, they can explain to you, okay, well, this is what, say, for instance, your child's birth chart looks like, and this is would be a better way of talking to them, or this is why they don't listen, or this is why they talk back, or this is why, you know, all this stuff happens. And then you can understand it better. And then you can also, once you understand what's going on, then you can get the tools to learn how to and understand and be, you know, kindly taught how to, you can learn how you need to interact with them in order to get better results. So I think this can be invaluable in all kinds of relationships. And we are going to get into that a little bit later. But first, just so people can get a little better understanding of what a birth chart, and we're not going to get, this can get into a lot of detail and we're not going to do that. But just briefly tell, you can go over my birth chart, just kind of briefly go over it and talk about it a little bit so that people can understand, you know, the different variables that can make up a personality.
Okay. So birth chart just gets into basically your own blueprints. I like to say of a person, the blueprints, because you're a Leo. So there's all kinds of Leos. Generalized Leos will have, you know, their strong-willed, their leaders. They like to get things going. They're not very, you know, it could be a little bit impatient. There's basic, you know, guidelines of a sort of a Leo, but the birth chart really hones in on what kind of Leo you are. So it's basically where you were born, the time you were born, and the day you were born. So, you know, you'd have to look up each planet, how it was aligned at the moment you were born. So your chart was super interesting because, like you were saying, it made you a weirdo. You're not a weirdo by any means, but your
chart. I think you said I kind of danced to my own drums, right?
Totally, yeah. You know, you are a very unique Leo because when I first met you, I didn't sense that. I mean, I felt like you were a strong sign, but not a Leo because you were very, you know, you were a give and take, and Leo kind of Leos like to take the reins. They like to, you know, be in the driver's seat. But you were, you know, you were more laid back, like you even had said in the last podcast we did. So I'm glad you were contradicting what I was saying because it's a perfect example of how you could get two Aries or two Scorpios or two Leos, and they're not exactly the same. I mean, because we all are different. So, but in general, you know, generally speaking, there's a lot of traits that all Leos share. But your chart, when I did it for you, I was super surprised because I've done so many charts in my past, and your chart has because there's 10 planets, and they're in specific signs. So your sun, which is personality, the sun is your personality, how most people see you, how the world around you, you know, sees you as a person. And, you know, it's showing in Leo, but the moon is in Sagittarius. So the moon's usually, you know, how you see yourself, more of like a what others may not see, but you see yourself as. It may even be a false self because, you know, we all have, you know, may have we do all have insecurities and don't always see ourselves in, you know, the same lighting as others do, for good or for bad, but your moon is in Sagittarius. So what was interesting, though, those were two, I got it. Those are two, you know, signs that are, you know, fire, which is your element. So I wasn't shocked with that, but you have Virgo and Cancer and Taurus and Pisces, and those are all earth and water signs. So it makes so much sense why I kind of pegged you not so much for a Leo in the very beginning before, you know, I found that out. So yeah, like Uranus is in Virgo and your Neptune's in Scorpio. Your Pluto's in Virgo. Your Venus is how you love, how one, you know, expresses their love and their style, the way that they love. Yours is in Cancer. So that's adorable because Cancers are super sweet and super sensitive. So you're going to be more of like the romantic partner, the one like reciting, you know, Shakespeare lyric, you know, lyrics or just, you know, poems and just, you know, off the charts romantic, where, you know, you're a Leo. So Leo and Cancer, those are two different elements. So like completely different elements. So you don't love like a Leo, you love like a Cancer sign, which is a complete opposite of, you know, Leo. So it was really interesting to see your chart is just completely different than I've seen probably any Leo before, because usually, you know, you're going to see your own element in your chart, and your element is fire. So you don't see a lot of fire in your birth chart. You're predominantly water and earth.
Yeah. So actually only two. So a typical Leo, and this could be for any sign, a typical sign, whether you're Cancer, Virgo, Leo, typically, you're going to see what, maybe six or seven of the same sign, that Leo, your major sign, in the rest of the planets and just a little bit of the other ones. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like my chart, I have a lot of water and earth in my chart, but I do have actually my Venus, how I love, is in Sagittarius, I believe. So I love like a fire sign or an air sign. So even though I'm Scorpio, for example, I'm Scorpio, but my Venus is in Sagittarius. So my love life, I can very well get along romantically with like an Aries or a Gemini or a Libra even, because of the Venus is in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is Sagittarius is a fire.
Fire. Yeah.
So
you're matching
I love
up the
like a fire.
Yeah, so you're matching up the fire and the air. Just like right. We said before earlier, fire and air go together,
mm-hmm.
and then earth and water go together. And that's what people can use to kind of make sense out of all this. So,
mm-hmm.
So whereas the typical Leo may have six or seven of the Leo sign in their planets and three or four of the other signs in the other planets, I only have the fire signs, we'll set that way.
Fire
signs. Fire
your
signs.
Sun and moon. Yeah, your sun and moon are Leo and Sag.
Yeah, and then the rest
is
earth and water.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I'm honestly, crazy not in a bad way. It's just, that's the beauty of, the chart. You really get to see, and I know a lot of people are probably listening and thinking, okay, that's like a whole nother language. I don't know really what the hell they're talking about, but... it makes sense. Just think of the elements, and it's the blueprint of who you are. It gets more in depth, and yeah. Most of your planets are in earth and water signs, and that's not typical because you're a fire sign.
Yeah. Okay. And so that would explain, and we were talking about this before the podcast here, that would explain why, because like eight of my planets or either earth or water. And both of those signs tend to be the laid back, easy going top signs. So that would explain why I'm a laid back Leo.
Exactly.
Okay. So mm-hmm. See that, I mean, we're using this as an example to show how different people, the personality, this is how our personalities kind of develop. This is a big part of it. And this is just what makes up who we are. And it would, like I said, it explains, why I can be a Leo, but I can be a laid back Leo. And there's all kind of variations and everybody's different, but that's why it's so important, especially, if you're having some issues, you may want to just do a birth chart and talk to Jessica or someone that knows how to do this stuff. If you're having issues with a mate or issues with a child or issues, and again, if you need to go to counseling, by all means, go to counseling. But this may give you some insight, or maybe you have a boss that is so hard to get along with, but yet some people can get along with him or her, but other people can't get along with him, and maybe you can't get along with him. Maybe if you find out a little bit more about him and or her, and maybe do kind of a, I don't know if you could, find out enough to do a birth chart, but just find out a little bit more about them. You might could,
just find out their birthday.
Yeah,
I'll
just find out their birthday. And then, but see, this can give you a little insight as to their personality and how to deal with them. And that's really,
it really
the purpose.
Does.
That's really the purpose mm-hmm. of this podcast is to, give you another avenue, another way of learning some information so that you'll know how to deal with people, especially difficult people, because sometimes we need help in those areas. So first we want to talk about business first and kind of go over that. So take us through some examples of how this can be used in business.
Okay, yeah. I deal with a lot of clients who come to me for, advice about, whether this is a good investment or the person that they're dealing with, getting loans back, or should I even, get involved with this person? So I take in consideration of what the cards say, but then also I ask about their sign, the person's sign, because you kind of want to at least have a sign that you're going to work well with, because especially if you're going into business with the person,
yeah,
that's
be a partner.
Super
yeah,
important.
That would be really
oh,
big.
God. Right. But I mean, most of the time when you get a job, you can't really take those things, in consideration, because it's kind of just, you get who you get, you work at whatever, office or, a store or a gym or whatever, you know, you're not, you can't always pick your boss, most of the time anyway. So, so like, let's say, let's do fire sign. So fire signs, like you, you're Leo, Leos, Aries, and Sagittariuses, they all actually are like the CEOs, I always say, of the zodiac. So you actually would see a lot of bosses, managers, that are Aries, that are Leos and Sagittariuses, because they're dominant signs. They're leaders. They are naturally like that. So you'll come across a lot of those types of managers. Same thing with the air signs, Aquarius, very, very, CEO type as well. The boss, they'll be their own boss a lot of times too. Gemini and Libra, not so much, but still, Libra's more like a worker bee. A Gemini can be worker bee too. They're ambitious too, but when they want to be. Bit fickle with the Gemini thing, but so Aries and Leo and Sag and Aquarius is all, definite boss types, and those would work good with each other. I mean, they would have to consider each other's power too. So, kind of bending, it would have to be like a give and take, but because their elements work well with each other anyways, typically you're going to get a good combination. If you have an Aries, Leo, Sag, Gemini, and Libra, and Aquarius all working sort of together, you're going to have their own little cliques at work, because there's just some cliques at work that you, little groups that you don't really fit into. And that's a given. And it's the same thing at school. At school, everybody has their own little groups and whatnot. So, typically, like I said, fire and air, beautiful together. I mean, they're great. They're just great. Same thing with water signs and earth signs. Earth is Taurus, and Virgo and Capricorn, Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer, water. So those elements are going to work really good together too. Very creative signs, very, give and take for sure. But the interesting thing is, though, when you start getting, like, let's say a Scorpio, because Scorpio is like a boss for sure. Scorpio is like the CEO type of sign as well. So is Taurus, Virgo too.
So you can have any number of boss signs in these elements, correct?
So all in water, water signs are Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. All of those signs I love. I adore them because, I'm Scorpio and I get along really well with other water signs. But to be totally honest, between Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, Scorpio weighs out on all of, the other two as, in that category, that water category, it'll be Scorpio as the boss for sure. They make better bosses. They're just very structured too, and they can be, very precise on things and just goal-oriented and just, it's just natural for them. Pisces might feel a little insecure and fearful about being, that person who takes charge because they want to kind of sort of, get along well with everybody. And to be a boss, you can't always, smile and be sweet. No, you have to typically, make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to. And of course, being pragmatic and getting along well with others. But, if you need to be stern, some signs are just they're not able to exert that as easier than, like a Scorpio can exert that. Taurus is good as well. Virgo and Capricorn could be also leader. But I feel like they prefer to be sort of, to help. Like, they want to be a part of a group, Virgos are leaders too. So the fire sign, honestly, all the fire signs, Sagittarius, Aries, and Leo, total bosses. Those, no problem. They're just very confident. Even if they have some sort of, insecurity, they hide it very well. you know, where others wouldn't even, you know, think that they were feeling insecure about a decision. They come across very powerful. And then also air sign Aquarius. Aquarius out of the three is like a definite boss. Not so much Libra or Gemini. So yeah, every element, you can definitely, you have your boss for sure. There's the bosses of the elements.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. We invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com to get all the latest. Make it a daily stop and also get the app. You go right to the App Store and download our free app, and that will put all our content right into your hands on your phones and your tablets. It doesn't get any easier than that.
About parents and children and that interaction. Just give us some examples of some of those interactions with the different elements.
For sure. Okay, so let's just hypothetically say, you know, a Leo parent with a Gemini. Let's just put it, you know, those two are really good together. But let's say they have like a Cancer daughter or a Pisces son. You know, the children would be like a softer element, which is the water sign. So, the Leo parent is going to naturally be very stern and come off more. I feel that it's too overpowering for the Pisces or the Cancer or the Capricorn. So they have to keep in mind that, you know, a little goes a long way. Like with my daughter, I mean, she and I are, she's what, Capricorn, just like yours. And that's Earth sign, Scorpio. So I know, you know, how much to push out there for her. Because, like I said, it doesn't take much, you know. And she's a really good kid. And I hardly ever have to say anything twice to her. Because I don't even have to yell. Honestly, all I have to do is change mommy's tone of voice from this to, you know, a stern one. And then she's like all over it. Whatever I said to do, she's up and at it doing it, whether it's, you know, doing her homework or doing the dishes or whatever, you know, cleaning her room. It doesn't take much. But let's say, you know, she has an Aquarius mother, you know, having an Aquarius and a Capricorn, Aquarius is going to overrule Capricorn. And Aquarius, you know, can be quick to anger, just like Aries, and it will scare the child. It's gonna, you know, it's exerting too much power, too much force. So, you know, the kid will either, you know, seem too overly sensitive, and even the parent might think, God, there's something wrong with my kid. God, maybe I need to put them on pills because they just seem to cry too much, or they just seem too emotional. No, it's honestly probably because your child is super sensitive and you need to kind of tone it down a bit with how you're parenting. And, you know, some parents may even want to put the child on a pill, you know, thinking they're overly sensitive or too emotional and, you know, may be bipolar or whatever. But, you know, honestly, they may just be super sensitive to the way that, you know, a stronger sign parent would be, like an Aquarius or a Sagittarius, an Aries. You know, I adore Aries, but they can come off very strong out of nowhere if they're, you know, frustrated. And, you know, my mother actually was an Aquarius and I was Scorpio, and she and I would knock heads all the time. And she was just always so, there was never a buildup. It was always like one extreme to the next. And that wouldn't, you know, sit well with me because I was Scorpio. So I was strong-willed as well. And, you know, I'm the type where, you know, when I was younger too, especially, I didn't have much patience for that. Like if I felt threatened, I'm going to fight back. That was my first initial reaction, you know. But now, you know, I'm older, understand more, you know, I'm able to, you know, take the back seat of my emotions more and try and look at the person and understand why they're coming off that way as well. But, you know, as a child, though, I was just like, I'd lash out. So we would be knocking heads and, you know, she was an Aquarius, I was Scorpio. So we were, oh my goodness, you know, 85% of the time, the way she would come off across to me was very, you know, like I would lash out because that was my trigger. She would trigger me. Let's say I had a Cancer mother who was more nurturing, which Cancer mothers usually are very nurturing, calm, you know, kind and stuff like that. I'm slow to anger. It would have been a slow buildup and it wouldn't have, you know, made like a Scorpio child react so intensely, you know, because Scorpio is all about intensity too, especially when they're little, because they don't know how to maneuver their emotions that well, because they're, you know, just a ball of emotion, because it's a water sign and they feel very deeply. So a Cancer parent to a Scorpio wouldn't really trigger anger. It wouldn't even trigger anything. It would be a really good balance between the two. But, you know, we can't choose our parents. You know,
right.
A lot of times our parents are, you know, our lessons in life are, you know, challenges. And I'm grateful for my mother. She's taught me how to be so patient as a person now. And, you know, I adore her for that. But, yeah, it was just growing pains all over with her, you know,
yeah,
and I together. So the dynamics of a mother, daughter, mother, son, or father, daughter, father, son is very, very important, you
yeah.
know, to take in. It's just important to look at. I wish everyone would sort of kind of take in consideration of that, because it's just, I've seen it in so many cases where it's just that alone would explain so much, you know. And it's a lot of times people take it so personal because their ego, you know, in the heat of the moment when trying to discipline their child, their ego gets in the way, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of talking to their child, they, you know, talk at them and they trigger their children. And I'm going to say this, 9 times out of 10, our children, you know, are usually just reacting how the parent is, you know, projecting whatever energy that they're doing to their child, for good or for bad.
And they're actually,
you know,
triggering. So you're saying parents, a lot of times we trigger our children. And
I think so.
I think you're probably right on that. And children can trigger parents too, you know.
Oh, goodness, yes.
And this is why I think this discussion is important. Now, whether, you know, you believe in these signs or not, you know, I mean, it's not hurting anything. And
mm-hmm.
you'd be surprised mm-hmm. after when you get a reading or when somebody looks at your chart and they're like that and they start telling you, especially the birth chart, and it really fits you, then you have to. I mean, I've seen too much. I've seen too much people telling me stuff that there's no way they would know, or, you know, with the astrological signs, you know, birth charts and this and that. And, you know, so there's too much. You know, I've seen too much that truth that they're telling me, like I said, that there's no way they would know. So I know there's something to it. And so, but it also, I think this is huge. You know, one of my specialties and the research I've done and thing is dealing with, in studying and researching about children, these neurobehavioral problems. And yes, there's a lot of different variables involved in the family dynamics and in raising children and all. And I'm glad you mentioned about, you know, sometimes we do need to, we are put in situations where we can grow and where we can improve, and there's things that we need to work on. And sometimes that's, you know, I think why we're in the families we're in sometimes is to help us to grow and to improve and, you know, to have more self-development and improvement and that kind of a thing. But I know in my family, I tend to deal better with my daughter than her father does. And he doesn't always mean to come across, but he would just come across, and even to me too, just so stern and so And I don't know what sign he is. It's in late November. But anyway, but he's more of a sign that somehow just does not work too well with my daughter, with our daughter very well. And I know he's
I think he was a Sagittarius.
I think so, too.
I think we did a little bit of his not birth chart, but we looked into him. I believe he was a Sagittarius, but he has some Scorpio in him, too. So that's like double dose of like power.
Yeah.
You know, that's why he wouldn't come across ever, gentle. It was always very boom, right away stern.
Yeah.
You know.
And sometimes that, a lot of times that didn't hit me or our daughter very well at all. And so, but that was just a personality thing. It was just a personality thing. And so I wish I'd known that, a long time ago, but anyway, that's the way it goes. But like I said, he has just had some issues in dealing with our daughter. And obviously, there's some obvious reasons because she is a Capricorn. She's very sensitive. And I also wanted to ask, which of these signs tend to be more sensitive? Or is it pretty much just scattered over all of them?
It is scattered over all of them. Okay, so let me just go from water, earth, fire, air. So first one's water. So sensitive signs in water are Pisces, extremely sensitive, especially the males. The males are actually more sensitive than the females.
Well, that is very interesting there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And in Scorpio, the male is more sensitive than the female. Cancer, it doesn't matter. You're male, female, you're sensitive. Very sensitive.
Okay, now let's back up 1 second. Let you pause on that, and we'll pick back up with it. Now, explain sensitive. Now, a lot of us kind of understand what that – we understand what that means, but it may – tell us exactly what all areas they're sensitive in. Is it every area? You can be sensitive like to clothes or sensitive to your taste buds be real sensitive, or you can be sensitive and sometimes you're just sensitive all over. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about emotional.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you got to be careful how you talk to Pisces, especially the males, because, let's say male Pisces, the male Pisces is kind of going to be... more of the feminine in the relationship. So let's say, my situation, I'm Scorpio. So my daughter's father is Pisces. And, we're no longer together. But, a lot of times in the relationship, I felt like the guy, I felt like I was the masculine and he was, the feminine, where he would, I would, hurt his feelings more because, I was more short-tempered than him, or I wasn't always coming across to him sensitively. And, or he, he needed more reassurance because Pisces tend to have insecurities about being secure within themselves. So they tend to hate to also be actually out of relationships. Pisces may stay in relationships long after they should.
Okay.
I've seen it with my clients. They'll disregard their own emotions just so they won't be alone. They'll allow their partner to abuse, emotionally sometimes. Cancers too, not so much Scorpio. Scorpios are like, no, that's not going to happen. That's not flying with me,
Right.
But Cancer and Pisces sort of, succumb to like abuse. And it's scary because, it's all about feeling, they don't want to feel alone. They're very, much needing to be loved. They're so sensitive. So
they're more than needy.
Exactly. They may feel They don't feel complete unless they're in a relationship. And they'll even be in a relationship regardless if it's a good one or not. Scorpio, yeah. Not so much. A Scorpio is going to be like, that's not okay. I'm out. Scorpio will take a lot of abuse as well, but they know the exit when there's one. They're just going to go slam the door and be like, bye. Because they have more of a stronger, attachment to, they need to have peace of mind. They know what's right. They know what's wrong. And they're okay to be alone. They're good with, waiting for someone to be a better match for them. Like earth signs, very sensitive. Capricorn. Oh, I love Capricorn. My daughter's Capricorn, but she's so sensitive. Like I told you, I never have to really yell at her. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a yeller. My mom yelled at me constantly. And, you know, I never really wanted to raise my daughter that way. And thank God she's Capricorn, because like I said, it doesn't take much of my words to affect her. And all I have to do is change the tone of voice and maybe, you know, talk about taking her phone away, and that'll be it. The waterworks will come, like, okay, mommy, I'm sorry. You know, there's not a lot of fight there because she's so sensitive. So I don't really have to extend that, you know, that parent muscle too much with her. But let's say I had a Aquarius child. Oh my goodness. No, I would probably have to be more of a shouter or a, you know, disciplinary, you know, because some signs just, they react differently to rules, and especially, you know, if you're coming off strong in the very beginning, instead of, you know, gradually, you know, getting to a point where you're going to test their, you know, you're not going to go from 0 to 50, you know, you're going to, you know, give them a chance to do what you're saying instead of going straight to being, you know, stern. You know, Aquarius would not deal well with that. Neither would a Leo or an Aries. You know, you're just going to rile them up. It's kind of like, you know, it's going to be a match. It's going to be a, like, ding, ding, fighting match. Here you go, round one, you know, because there's too much power too quick. You know, and nobody really does well with excess, you know, anger. Nobody. But a lot of the stronger signs tend to go for that quickly, you know, and then it'll affect the child, and then the child reacts. And it's just, it's really interesting. You really have to take account of the signs of what you are and your children are, and how best to deal with them.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Well, it's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a lineup of great content back at AmericaOutloud.com.
You know, if the parent understands about the signs and their children's signs, don't you think it would be a good idea for the parent to talk to each of the children in their own at their level? And I think it would be a good idea to explain that, you know, your brother here is, or your sister here is very sensitive. And when you talk like that, you know, it's really harmful. I mean, it hurts her because she's so sensitive. You don't have to talk like that to her. And just, you know, just explain the situation. Mm-hmm. And you can say, and your brother over here, he's a little hard-headed. You have to kind of yell at him, his attention, you know. And so, because a lot of times if we're sensitive, we tend to think other people are like us because we're with ourselves all the time. We just think everybody's like us, which, of course, we know that's not the case. But it's like our instinct tends. We just tend to think like that. And, you know, if we think that, you know, if I yell at someone or I speak loudly to someone, then that's really going to come across really harsh. You know, but if it won't necessarily, if they're a certain type of sign, you know, that may be what you need to do, you know, speak a little strongly towards someone to actually get their attention. Because some people would just ignore you. You know, you, like you said, your daughter, you can just tell her something and normal, or just maybe raise your, you know, more stern tone of voice and she's fine. But for some kids, you know, you have to be more stern with them or take some different tactics to, you know, to get them to do what they need to do. So this really and truly does have huge implications for all kinds of relationships, not just parents, but with the siblings and with, you know, like we talked about last time with husband and wife. And so, okay, now I want to talk a little bit more about the sensitivity. And I wanted to ask this, you know, people can be sensitive no matter what sign you are, but I wanted to ask you, you know, we talk a lot about energies on this, and we're going to talk a whole lot more about this on this show. It's kind of the heart of this show, the energies, the energetic frequencies. And some people are really what we call sensitive in that kind of a way. They're they can sense other people's stress, and they can sense what other people are feeling, whether it's stress or not. And they're sensitive in that way. In other words, some people are sensitive to energies, is the way I would call it. For instance, my daughter, she's a Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is sensitive, but she is also, and she's also sensitive to clothes and other stuff. She's just sensitive in every kind of way, but she's also sensitive to energies. So here I am, a Leo, and I'm just as an example, I'm a Leo. I'm like, let's get it done, you know, and she's like, let's just wait till the very last minute, and then we'll start on our, you know, 10-page term paper we got to do, and that drives me nuts. And so, but I'm like, let's just get it done, and let's just go, 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 go. You know, and when she was younger, I would tell her to do this, tell her to do that, and of course, you know, she was forever doing it. And one time she told me, she said, Mama, just tell me one thing to do at a time. You know, because I may rattle off three or four things, because I'm like, let's just get it done, you know. And
Leo.
But she told me, and she was, you know, pretty young when she said this. Again, you know, she said, just tell me one thing to do at a time. Well, that was a clue to me, and I don't think I got it too well. I don't think I ever got good at that. But anyway, that's the way she needed to be. But what I'm saying is also is that I can get stressed, you know, just getting it done, you know. She can sense that. She senses that. And so even now, well, I mean, she'll always be sensitive, but she's sensitive to energies. And some of these children, especially what we call indigo children, I've talked about this a lot on this show, but they're really sensitive. They're sensitive to energies. So if your child comes in from school and you as a parent are just really uptight and stressed, well, they can sense that. And that will make them stressed, because a lot of times these children, they don't know the difference between someone else's stress and their own stress. So they come in and you're stressed, they're sensing and feeling, and that's what I mean when I say sensing, they are feeling your stress, and they think it's their stress, so they start getting stressed. And, you know, before I really found out what was going on, it could just turn into a whirlwind here, because she was stressed and I was stressed, and then the more stressed she would get, the more stressed I would get, and it would not end up too good sometimes. And so we just kind of had to calm down. So are any of these signs a little more sensitive to energies than others, or is that just something common in any sign?
No, it's definitely specific signs that are, sensitive to other people's energy. You made me actually, with your story, have flashbacks, actually, that I kind of probably, you know, hid in the back of my crevices and nooks and crannies in my mind, where I sort of forgot until you were talking about you and Lindsay. And same thing with me. When I was younger and come home from school, oh my goodness, it was always my mother angry about something. Oh my goodness. And when, you know, she was in a good mood, which was, I hate to say, but it was rare. It was nice, you know, and I would have headaches a lot as a child. Because of that, she would rub off on me because, you know, she was having a bad day. She's Aquarius, like I've mentioned. So Aquariuses tend to, you know, not always know how to calm themselves down. They're always kind of, I've noticed, like a ticking time bomb sometimes. Yeah. And you know, it didn't take much for my mom to go from 0 to 100. And that would affect me a lot. As a child, I was, you know, sensitive. I'm a Scorpio. And, you know, it would affect me greatly, where, you know, I'd sometimes shut down because it was too much for me to take. So I would shut down. And my sister, she's an Aquarius. So, you know, same from her. She could deal with it though. She was not affected by my mother as much as I was, because, I mean, naturally she's an Aquarius as well. My brother, he's a Cancer, but he played, you know, the favorite, because he was the oldest and he was the boy, the only boy. So she wouldn't really, you know, be too, you know, negative towards him, but, you know, he's the golden child and all. But, you know, good thing though, in a sense, because he was Cancer and that would have affected him like crazy, you know. Yeah. So, you know, my mother, she was always very angry. You know, it was hardly ever, she was always yelling, and there's never really a lot of peace in the house. So, you know, sensitive signs would, yes, definitely be like Pisces children. Pisces can feel so many people's energy. Cancer children, Capricorns, oh my goodness, so sensitive. And, you know, those kids tend to, oh, well, definitely if they have a parent that's a fire or air sign, that, you know, those fire and air signs parents don't, I don't feel like they, I mean, they're not, they don't mean to come off so strong. It's just in their gene. I mean, it's in their blueprints, you know, it's just how they react to their own stress or, you know, their own anger. Also signs that are sensitive is Libra, super sensitive to, you know, if there's a lot of fighting in the house going on between the two parents, you know, Libras can become, you know, the type that gets sick a lot as a child, or feeling very left out or neglected, because those signs already are very sensitive. So it doesn't take much for them to feel excluded. You know, those are the type of children you have to actually give a lot of praise and love to. Let's say you had a Libra child with a Leo child, you know, naturally the Libra child's going to feel overshadowed by the Leo. So that would even be good to take in consideration, giving that little Libra the love it needs more than the Leo, because Leo is a Leo. Leo, you can, you know, you can give anything to, and it's just going to just, you know, take flight and just do its thing. But Libra's going to need more, you know, like, you know, instructions of how to do it, what to do, it's okay to do it this way, and encouragement, you know, real, you know, lots of love and encouragement for Libras. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, well, that's important to know. Yeah, that's important to know. Well, when you interact with children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And Leo, you know, Leo kid, of course, encourage the Leo kid, but oh my goodness, that comes so natural. They're like, there's these like amazing little guys who they don't need. They're the kids that are like, oh, you don't think I'm going to do it? Okay, I'm going to show you. Yeah. You know, where Libra's Libra's like, you don't think I could do it? Oh man, I don't think I can do it. I can't do it. Yeah. And then just sit there, you know, it's just, it really, you know, just depends on the signs again, you know.
Yeah. So this is, I mean, this is really good. And this is really, I mean, it is just amazing of all the different ways that we can learn how to better interact and deal with our family members, and not just that, with friends and business associates and all like that. Well, Jessica, we're coming to the end of the show here. Now, if people wanted to contact you, if they want a reading or if they want to you to do the birth chart, if they want to talk to you about some of this, how do they get in touch with you?
They can do it through email. You provide the email on America Out Loud. Yeah.
It'll be below the podcast, but we're going to say it for the radio listeners. It's Jay-Z. I believe it's Jay-Z queenofhearts@gmail.com. And you can contact her and get a reading and talk about the birth charts. And, you know, she can kind of tell you about, you know, the personalities of your children, of you, of your mate, and how sometimes it's best to interact with each other. And that would be very, very helpful. Well, thank you so much, Jessica, and thank you for listening. This is Beverly Butler, and you've been listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.